What is in my mind that makes you stare thus? One would paint it thus would be interpreted a thing perplexed beyond self-explication. What's the matter, man? Why tenderest thou that paper to me with a look untender? My husband's hand. That drug damned Italy hath outcrafted him, and he's at some hard point. Speak, man, thy tongue may take off some extremity which to read would be even mortal to me.
Please, you read, and you shall find me, wretched man, a thing, the most disdained of fortune.
Thy mistress Pisanio hath played the strumpet in my bed, the testimonies whereof lie bleeding in me. I speak not out of weak surmises, but from proof as strong as my grief, and as certain as I expect my revenge. That part thou, Pisanio, must act for me, if thy faith be not tainted with the breach of hers. Let thine own hands take away her life. I shall give thee opportunity at Milford Haven. She hath my letter for the purpose, where, if thou fear to strike and to make me certain it is done, thou art the pander to her dishonor and equally to me disloyal.
What shall I need to do, my sword? The paper. Cut her throat already.
False to his bed. What is it to be false? To lie and watch there, and to think on him. To weep, twixt clock and clock. If sleep charged nature to break it with a fearful dream of him. To cry myself awake, that's false to his bed, is it?
Alas, good lady.
Aye, false! Thy conscience witness, Iachimo. Thou didst accuse him of incontinency, then thou looks like a villain. Now he thinks thy fare was good enough. Some jay of Italy, whose mother was her painting, hath betrayed him. Poor I am, stale a garment out of fashion. For I am richer than to hang by the walls, I must be ripped to pieces with me. Then stars are women's traitors. All good seeming by thy revolt, our husband shall be thought put on for villainy, not born where it grows, but worn, abate for late.
Good madam, hear me.
Come, fellow, be thou honest. Do thy master's bidding. The next thou seest him, a witness to my obedience. Look, I draw the sword myself, take it, and hit the innocent mansion of my love, my heart. Fear not, 'tis empty of all things but grief. Thy master is not there, who was indeed the riches of it. Do his bidding. Strike! Thou mayst be valiant in a better cause, but now thou seemest a coward.
Prince, vile instrument, thou shalt not damn my hand.
I must die. If I do not by thy hand, thou art no servant of thy master's. Come, here's my heart. There's something afoot. You'll know. Defense obedient as a scab. It's here. The scriptures of the loyal Leonatus turned all to heresy. Away, corruptors of my faith. You shall no more be stomachers to my heart. Thus make poor fools believe false teachers. Though those that are betrayed do feel the treason sharply, yet the traitor stands in worst case of woe. And thou, Posthumus, come, strike. The lamb entreats the butcher. Where is thy knife? Thou art too slow to do thy master's bidding when I desire it to.
Oh, gracious lady, since I received command to do this business, I have not slept one wink.
Do it, and to bed then.
I'll wake mine eyeballs first.
Wherefore then didst thou take it? Why hast thou abused so many miles with the pretense?
To win time. To lose so bad employment. absurd, of course. But, madam, hear me with patience.
Talk her tongue, Mary. I have heard I am a strumpet, and mine ear therein false struck can take no greater wound nor tempt to bottom that. Speak.
It cannot be but that my master is abused. Some villain, aye. And singular in his art, have done you both this cursed injury.
Some Roman courtesan.
No one, my life! I'll give but notice you are dead and send him some bloody sign of it, for 'tis commanded I should do so. You shall be missed at court, and that will well confirm it.
What shall I do the while? Where abide? How live?
Lucius, the Roman, comes to Milford Haven tomorrow now. If you could wear a mind, dark as your fortune is, and but disguise that which to appear itself must not yet be but by self-danger, you should tread a course pretty and full of view. Yea, happily near the residence of Posthumus.
There was such a means I would adventure.
And here's a point. You must forget to be a woman. Change command into obedience. Fear and niceness into a waggish courage.
I see into thy head. And I'm almost a man already.
First, make yourself but like one. For thinking this, I have already fit. 'Tis in my cloak bag. Doublet, hat, hose, all that answer to them. Poor noble Lucius, present yourself. Desire his service. Tell him wherein you are happy, for he is honorable and will with joy embrace you.
Thou art all the comfort the gods will diet me with. This attempt I am soldier to, and will abide it with a prince's courage. Away, prithee.
Well, madam, we must take a short farewell. As being missed, I be suspected of your carriage from the court. My noble mistress, here is a box. I had it from the queen. What's in it is precious. If you are sick at sea, or stomach qualmed at land, a dram of this will drive away distemper. For some shade, and fit you to your manhood. May the gods direct you to the best.
Amen. I thank thee.